Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, who joins us on Wednesday. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Heroin abuse, the scourge, has not only affected our immediate capital region area, but the entire WIMC listening area and beyond. And Saratoga County lawmakers to that end are moving toward endorsing a proposed state law that would increase the penalty for heroin sales that lead to a death.
And under that proposal, such sales could be treated like committing a murder. This is a law that's called Lurie's Law, and it was passed by the state Senate last year, and there was discussed quite a bit last year, but it's back in Saratoga County, the Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee and its Legislative and Research Committee. On Tuesday, each unanimously recommended the full board endorse this law, which is named after a county teenager whose mother was a police officer, and Larry Farrell Lincoln died of a heroin overdose back in 2013. Saratoga County officials say endorsing the bill is one way of approaching the current heroin epidemic, which is being seen throughout the nation in urban, suburban, and rural areas. Officials in even the small Saratoga County community say they're aware of addiction cases and or overdose deaths in their own communities. To say there isn't an epidemic, Galway Supervisor Paul Lent told us, is to put your head in the sand. Lurie's Law was approved by the State Senate back in 2015, but did not pass the Assembly. Currently, someone who sells heroin or another opiate to someone who overdoses can only be charged with making a drug sale. The proposed law would create a new crime called homicide by sale of an opiate-controlled substance. It would apply to someone who sells the drug that causes a death. The crime would carry a potential penalty of 25 years to life in prison. Someone who buys heroin and shares it with someone else dies could claim shared use as a possible defense, so that would give them an incentive to report the overdose. There's that fail-safe in there. The full Saratoga County Board of Supervisors could vote on a resolution endorsing the law and urging its legislative passage. So, in essence, they're just trying to send a message to Albany that they would like this law put into, passed and put into action. They're going to vote on February 23rd. They meet up in Boston Spa.
Fascinating story. We'll follow that. And we've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Judy, as always, we thank you.
Thanks, David.